Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You're listening to The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here. Rob Brenton producing this thing, taking you up until 6 o'clock. In today's show, we only have one guest today on the show. Jay Binkley will join us in the 5 o'clock hour. We will do a special Super Bowl edition of Beers with Bink. A six-pack of questions to get you ready for Super Bowl 57 between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles. We are very happy to be here. Again, you're listening to The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. Where we have to start today's show is with an injury update. The Chiefs met with the media earlier today. Here's the latest from Andy Reid.
Juju has some knee swelling. He won't practice. Legarius Sneed's in the concussion protocol, he won't practice. And then Kadarius Toney, he won't practice with the ankle sprain, but he's close and doing well. Actually did the walkthrough today. So
that's an update on some of the receivers. What about Mecole Hardman?
Yeah, so I think it'll be tough for him. I mean, I doubt that he'll make the Super Bowl. But listen, He was not going to be denied the other day, and it's a tribute to the kid. He pushed himself like no other, and he's a tough nut now, man. He's all smiles with you, but when it comes down to playing, he is a tough, tough kid. You know,
there's no denying that Mecole Hardman pushed himself to try to play in the AFC Championship game. We're talking about a player who hadn't played since early November and got hurt in the first half of this game and is now out for the Super Bowl. So he tried to push his body. His body didn't respond very well. He will be unable to play in Super Bowl 57. And I've been spending a lot of time today after I heard this audio thinking about what Therese used to always say, is that the contract year is undefeated. And we joke about the contract year, and sometimes we see the contract year pay itself off. I remember D4 whenever it was his contract year. You remember he was a guy who had a chronic back issue, put it together for one season, and boy, did he make a lot of money off that year. We can think of a lot of players who in that contract year made themselves a lot of money. But that's only telling one side of the story. Because if you look at this year's wide receiver crop, I was looking at a story earlier today. And on ESPN right now, they have the 50 top free agents for this upcoming offseason. You know, some of these teams are worried about the offseason. You know, Kansas City and Philadelphia are preparing for the Super Bowl. Other cities are preparing for the draft and the combine. Well, there were four wide receivers in the top 50 on this list, and the four receivers were Odell Beckham, who didn't play last season, Jacoby Myers, Juju Smith-Schuster, and DJ Chark. Now, no disrespect to any of those four wide receivers, not really the cream of the crop, that if you were able to put together a really productive season, stay healthy, and ball out, you could have made yourself tens of millions of dollars. Well, that happened this year for Mecole Hardman. He battled injuries, didn't get a chance to play. We're talking about a guy who only played in 27% of the snaps offensively for the Kansas City Chiefs this year. He didn't get the opportunity to be a high-level producer for the Chiefs because of his injuries. And now you're looking at an offseason facing uncertainty of now you being a free agent. No team is going to give you a big-time contract. You've never put together one of those kind of seasons. And you're a smaller receiver who has dealt with injuries. You're not a guy that's going to really command big bucks in the offseason. You're a guy who's probably going to have to sign a one-year deal and bet on himself. Sometimes the contract year loses, and this contract year for Mecole Hardman was a loss. I'm not sure if he's going to be able to come back next year. Like, I think it could just be a mutual parting of the ways with the Kansas City Chiefs. You've got Kadarius Toney now has fulfilled that role that Mecole Hardman used to have. You would expect that Sky Moore's role is going to expand next season. You've got a couple of receivers that you think do the things that Mecole Hardman does. I don't know if you can bring him back. I don't know if it makes financial sense to bring Mecole Hardman back. I also, from a snaps opportunity standpoint, if you're him, I don't know if the Chiefs is the best situation. You're not going to have the path to the field that you would have on other teams if you sign that one-year deal. So this contract year really end up being a dud for Mecole Hardman. Rob, do you agree, just from a business standpoint on both sides, if you're the Chiefs, you drafted Mecole Hardman's replacement, you traded for Mecole Hardman's place in Kadarius Toney, we expect both of those guys to be given opportunities to be that X receiver, that gadget player, that do-everything wide receiver type. And if you're the Chiefs, I don't think you want those opportunities blocked for a guy that you spent a third-round pick on. I don't know if you want those opportunities blocked for a guy that you spent a second-round pick on. I think it's in everybody's best interest if you move on, and if you're Mecole, you want to put yourself in a situation where you have all of the opportunities to make plays and be super successful. It's going to be really interesting this offseason to see what happens with Mecole Hardman and what his future can be, as it could appear that this was the last opportunity that we got a chance to see Mecole Hardman in a Chiefs uniform. Coming up in just a bit, we'll play a special Super Bowl edition of the Oxcore game. We'll do that here in just a little bit. I don't know if you guys have checked the calendar or not, but today is the 3-year anniversary of this.
I formation, the sausage. Been a Chief for 7 years. Handoff, Damian Williams trying to get to the edge. Breaks a tackle, 35, 30. Damian Williams, 20. Stays in bounds, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Kansas City. Damian Williams runs to immortality and will be remembered forever in the Chiefs kingdom. A 38-yard touchdown run, and the Chiefs lead 30-20.
I'm sure, like many of you, you felt pretty confident about the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl when that drive started. When Damian Williams broke that big run, you knew for a fact that the Kansas City Chiefs had pulled off one of the great comebacks in Super Bowl history, and a parade was going to be hosted in Kansas City. That happened 3 years ago today in the Super Bowl. It's funny enough, right now on NFL Network here in the studio, the game is on television. If you want to check it out, it just started over on NFL Network, the Super Bowl win for the Chiefs over the San Francisco 49ers. Rob, it's really intriguing the changes that both organizations have gone through. So yesterday, the Niners announced that Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be a free agent next year. He's not going to be part of their future. He started in this game. You think about Tyreek Hill. You think about DeForest Buckner was on this team. There's been a lot of changes from both of those teams to this point. San Francisco was one of the better teams in the NFL this year, fell just short of going to the Super Bowl. Kansas City obviously finds themselves in the Super Bowl. It doesn't really feel that long ago, but in NFL time, that game was a long time ago.
I actually was talking to a buddy about this very same concept. The idea of something was so long ago. We were talking about the Eagles when their Super Bowl was. And think about it for Doug Peterson. Doug Peterson's won a Super Bowl, been fired, rehired, and gone to the playoffs since it. Think about the Chiefs. Their offensive line was five dudes who aren't even on the roster anymore. When I was putting that cut in there, the run to immortality, as Mitch Holtis calls, when I was putting in the system earlier today, I was playing it in the newsroom. And one of the guys from the news side was like, "Oh, yeah, I forgot Damian Williams was the running back that locked it up for the Kansas City Chiefs." The NFL, we always talk about it, but we don't really conceptualize it. It's not for long. The Chiefs have changed pretty dramatically since their last Super Bowl, which was, what, 4 years ago now they won a Super Bowl. They've been to another one since. It's really, really weird to think about, but it's also kind of par for course in the NFL. Things turn over very fast. It's not like college sports. It is not for long. It is a wild thought to think about the differences in organizations just 4 years later.
I'll play one more cut from that Super Bowl, the play that people are still talking about here in Kansas City.
Third and 15 for the Chiefs from their own 35, and San Francisco leading by 10. 7:13 to go in the game. Seven guys drop back into his deep zone here for the 49ers. Four-man rush, but those four are enough. Here they come. Mahomes stepping up. He's throwing long downfield for Tyreek Hill. Got it at the 20-yard line. And then spun down there, the first giant chunk of the game on third down and 15. And Mahomes guns it for 44 yards down to the San Francisco 21-yard line.
Whenever you think about the great traits that quarterbacks can potentially have, arm strength, accuracy, mobility, intelligence, there's a lot of traits that you want your quarterback to have. I don't know if there is a more important one than the ability to elevate not only yourself but teammates in critical moments. That's how I would define clutch. Sometimes you're going to get off to a slow start the way that Patrick Mahomes did in that Super Bowl, but if your team keeps you in it, as the Chiefs' defense kept them in it, is your quarterback going to be able to make plays in the fourth quarter to give you a realistic chance at winning important football games? That's what the Chiefs did that night, and the Chiefs found themselves as Super Bowl champions 3 years ago to the day. Coming up on the other side, we have a special Super Bowl edition of the Oxcord game. Nick the Quick Schwert, Rob Brenton, a producer battle coming up on the other side. I'll tell you the rules. Keep it right here. It's The Drive on 610 Sports Radio.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, brought to you by the DePasquale Moore Law Firm. Remember, Mike's got this on your official broadcast partner of the Chiefs and the home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Nothing gets a party going like someone grabbing the aux and playing the perfect song.
Hey, you know, this party's looking a little stiff.
So what are you saying? I need to amp it up?
I mean, you can try.
Let's see who has the better taste in music.
Can you play Drunken Love?
Absolutely not.
It's the Oxcord Battle, only on The Drive.
So football is obviously a major part of the Super Bowl. Music is as well. The halftime show is one of the most watched things in the American television calendar. This year, Rihanna is the headliner for the Super Bowl halftime show, and we'll see what special guests potentially come out with Rihanna. So I invited Nick the Quick Schwert in studio. Rob Brenton also was here, a producer battle. The last time that you came in to play this game, you got smoked.
Wait, no, that's not true.
You lost. No, convincingly.
You're rewriting history.
I think it was maybe
you're like Jerome Tang. This is you're going Jerome Tang on me, man.
I think
check
you got
the records
pretty handedly here. So these are going to be the rules for this edition of the Oxcord battle. You can only use Super Bowl halftime headliner performers. It's a Super Bowl edition. You can't go outside. There's enough artists that you can only use Super Bowl halftime headliner performers. And you also can only use an artist once. So you can't use multiple Beyonce songs, multiple Katy Perry, multiple Michael Jackson. You get one song per artist. The five categories are: this song was so 90s, play a song that's totally overplayed, I wish I could go back in time and dedicate this song to my high school crush, this song makes everybody want to get up and dance, and the final category, it's the mid-2000s. This song was the perfect ringtone. So again, the rules are you can only use Super Bowl headliners, and you can only use an artist once. We'll let you go first, Nick the Quick.
Okay.
You said that you felt a little bit disrespected. I'm rewriting history.
Well, I feel disrespected every time we do this, but I keep coming back for more.
Peak Jerome Tang.
Let's see what song you picked for this song was so 90s.
Fellas, y'all ready to do this?
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Yeah.
What's up,
man?
Boys have been in effect, yeah, and it's about time.
Yo, let's rip this up.
Boys the man. Boys the man. Boys the man. Boys the man.
All right, you picked Motown Philly by Boys to Men as your selection.
Are you familiar?
I am very familiar with this song. I think this is a very strong pick. Very 90s record.
So when I saw this, these categories, the first time I saw that one, I went to look up, did Boys to Men ever perform in the Super Bowl? Because that was the first song that came to mind, and it just so happens they did.
Well, look at that. See how it works out.
It's beautiful.
All right, let's see what Rob picked here. Rob's pick is, this is so 90, you have to use people who have performed at halftime of the Super Bowl. Yours was Motown Philly. Let's see what Rob picked.
Best thing about being an old man is the prerogative to have a little fun. Yeah. They're totally crazy. Looking at my lady, man, shirt, short skirts.
Name a more 90s tune. Peak 90s.
A little Shania Twain.
Ah, man, that song gets me. I mean, you can't help but nod your head to that one.
That song gets you going?
It just, like, it speaks to me.
Oh, it speaks to you.
Yeah, it's my anthem.
Got it. Okay, my bad. I apologize. I didn't know that was the song of your generation. I had absolutely
no
clue.
Remember that Super Bowl commercial with that song.
So you played Boys to Men, yep. Motown Philly.
Yeah.
Rob plays Feel Like a Woman by Shania Twain. All right, let's move to category number two.
Real
here.
Quick, the text line's going to cook me. Your song is objectively better, but mine is far more 90s.
You know, I'll let my picks speak for themselves.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I would give that round to you. I'm a little bit surprised because it was funny because when Rob came back and I told him the categories, you go, you guys get time to go pick your song. He's like, got this one in the bag. I might not lose a round. If that's the kind of energy you're on to start the game, to start the game, you might get 5-0'd here. You might get 5-0'd. All right, let's go now to category number two. Play a song that's totally overplayed. I'm going to let Rob go first on this one. Play a song that is totally overplayed. A Super Bowl Oxcord game.
Let's get it started in here.
And the bass keeps running, running, and running, running, and running.
running, running, and 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 running, running, and
in this context, there's no disrespect. So when I bust
this
my rhyme,
you bring really good selection.
Yeah, I
this is a good one.
This
I
one
gotta give Rob this one. This was a
you
good
haven't
pick.
Even heard mine yet.
I just all I said I didn't give him the round.
Oh, I thought you were saying like it's over.
I'm giving this was
shut
a
it
really
down.
Good pick. I can't so, applaud my man.
Well, you said I'm giving it to him. I was like, you're just giving him the round. That was one of my finalists. There were actually a couple Black Eyed Peas songs that were my finalists for this category.
Okay. All right.
I feel like every Black Eyed Peas song got overplayed. There was a stretch.
Like a 4-year stretch was the only music they played.
Like 09 to 12, it was like, hey, they came out with something. We're playing it everywhere.
Like, can we take a break here?
I actually think the most overplayed Black Eyed Peas song is I Got a Feeling.
Yeah, that one. That
I
was
got
another.
A feeling
that was the other
is...
one. And what was the. Oh, Where Is the Love? Those
boom,
were my. Those
boom,
were
boom, pow, boom, pow. Boom, boom, pow was
all
overplayed.
Three of those, dude. All, they were all. I was like, God, I just don't want to hear any more Black Eyed Peas. I think that's
Black
what it comes down to.
Such a good run now
they
in
did.
Retrospect. They had a run here. All right, Nick, this is your song. This song was totally overplayed. Let's Get It Started is a good.
I will say the song I chose is still actively overplayed.
Let's hear it.
Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Styling,
all right, this is where I have to disagree with you a little bit.
This song's just good. It's a good song.
I mean, it makes me want to shove an ice pick in my ear.
I also think it's the pop song of its era, though.
I hate it so much.
I admit, we've heard this song a lot. I also think it's... Name me a pop song over the last 10 years that's better than Uptown Funk.
Dude, I hate that song. So pretty much all of them, I think. I just, maybe that's my, like, sort of impartial, like, I have a bias towards Bruno Mars. Like, I just cannot stand his music, and that song gets played everywhere I go.
Of all the people in my life, you were probably the one that I would say, hey, one of your friends hates Bruno Mars. Who would it be? Oh, Nick, from
I
work.
I hate him. I hate, and I hate everything he stands for,
he
too,
just makes
as well.
Super digestible pop music.
Dude, that song gives me the bubble guts.
Everybody
I
from
don't
8
digest
to 80.
That.
Everybody from 8 I to am, 80 loves Bruno
I,
Mars.
I suffer from Bruno Mars intolerance.
All right. So our categories now is you can only play people who have performed at halftime of the Super Bowl. This song was so 90s. Play a song that's overplayed. I'm going to let you go first on this next category, okay. Nick, because I'm very curious to see where you go with this. I wish I could go back in time and dedicate this song to my high school crush. Here's Nick's song for that category. By Justin Timberlake.
So you may notice I'm going for a very specific theme in this round, which is I'm not looking to tell my crush that I like her. I'm looking to tell my crush, like, let's go.
What's the vibe?
Yeah, let's get out of here.
You want to rock her body? Is that what?
Yeah, let's get out of here. What are you doing later?
What's going to happen at the end of the song?
Well, probably. I mean, if things go well, we'll probably leave together.
Let's, you know what? That's, I like the way you think in this game. All right, let's see where Rob's going. Something tells me Rob's going to go far more sentimental than you did. I know Rob. I talked to Rob.
He's a sweetheart.
Yeah, Rob's going to go way more sentimental than you are.
I can't wait to fall in love.
Both on Timberlake, huh?
Okay.
Wait to fall in love with me. This just can't be summer love.
Rob's looking for a fling in this one. You're looking for a fling, but a very different
I love that we
kind
both,
of fling.
I both that we went, both went both went JT in this round.
I think we showed our age with our JT picks there.
Yeah.
JT was hot when I was in high
school. I mean, he's a pretty timeless musician.
Mm-hmm. I would also say to your point about most iconic pop songs, JT's right on that
he's
Bruno
got
level.
Like four or five of them, yeah.
We have
different eras.
We have two songs left here. This song makes everybody want to get up and dance. We're doing a Super Bowl edition of the Ox Score game. You can only pick halftime performers of the Super Bowl. All right? You know what, Rob? I'm going to let you go first here. This song makes everybody want to get up and dance. Here's Rob Brenton's suggestion.
Ooh,
girl says you hallelujah.
I just want to see Nick's reaction. Unbelievable. Everything you said about Bruno, I feel the opposite. I love Bruno Mars.
This song, actually, of all the ones, might perfectly fit multiple categories the best. Well, totally overplayed and also makes everybody want to get up and dance.
I would say one, it does get half the job done. It makes me want to get up, but then I want to walk out of the building.
You don't dance.
Yeah, I don't dance. I leave.
You don't dance.
Yeah.
Well, I do know this. Your song will not be Bruno Mars for the get up and
dance. No, that's true. You know that. And it won't be Justin Timberlake.
If there's anything I can guarantee, it will not be that. Let's hear what your This Song Makes Everybody Want to Get Up and Dance record is.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like it makes me feel like
it's a really good pick. Really good.
Reminds me of Rush Hour.
Yeah, 100% reminds me of Rush Hour.
I would say this. This song, I don't know if there's a human on the planet who doesn't like that song.
You know what? I really like the game you've put together.
The approval rating of that song is got to be like around 97, 98%. Lifetime.
I don't want to be around the 2% of people that don't like that song.
I agree.
I don't want to be around you if you don't like that song. It's an incredible song. You've played a near flawless game today. I'm going to give you that. A near flawless game today. I've been very, very happy with how you played this game. All right, we have one category left. The category is, it's mid-2000s, and this song was the perfect ringtone. You can only use Super Bowl halftime. You can only use an artist once. Nick, I'll let you go first here. Let's hear what ringtone you would have had back in 2006.
Go, 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 shawty.
You probably literally had this as a ringtone, didn't you?
I did. I did. We gonna sip Bacardi like it's your birthday. I only remember three. And you know we don't give up, because that's your birthday. You'll find me in the club. I remember three ringtones I had. One was Nelly Grills, which was a finalist.
You had a grill back in the day?
No, but I liked the song. But he wasn't the main halftime performer when Nelly performed, and so I had to make a call, and like 50 Cent just performed this song at the halftime show last year.
No, I'll give you that one. It was a good pick. Very good pick.
That
was a popular ringtone in 2003, 2004.
And that was right when I got a cell phone. I think, Rob, we're probably all about the same.
Yeah.
Like 05, 06 was when I got my first cell phone.
My pick that you'll hear here momentarily is literally a song I had a ringtone for. That's why.
Let's hear Rob's song.
Yo. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out, time's up, over, plow.
This was a strong category. All right, let's go through and remind people what the songs were. And then we'll let the text line decide. This song was so 90s. You played Motown Philly, Nick. Rob had Feels Like a Woman by Shania Twain.
It's funny when you say it.
Play a song that's totally overplayed. We had a Black Eyed Peas song against Uptown Funk. We had Rock Your Body versus Summer Love in I Wish I Could Go Back in Time and Dedicate This Song to My High School Crush. This song makes everybody want to get up and dance. Uptown Funk makes a repeat here. Don't Stop Till You Get Enough by Michael Jackson. And we also had Into Club versus Lose Yourself, and it's the mid-2000s. This song was the perfect ringtone. Rob, I hate to do it. I got to give Nick the victory here. Nick, you really rebounded well in this game. The text line ultimately decides, but if you're asking me who I would give the championship belt to,
yeah,
I'm giving it to you. I thought you played this game exceptionally well.
You know, I think it was because I did all this very quickly, and so I was just going, you know, first impulse. like the first song that came
to
mind.
Yeah, I'll vibe.
And I personally, I think I'm still undefeated lifetime, so we can haggle over my all time record. But I appreciate it. And Rob, you were a great foe as always. Great competition.
I felt good about my performance. I felt good.
The text line ultimately decides. Coming up on the other side, if you could go back in time and turn Clyde Edwards-Helaire or Mecole Hardman into an All-Pro, which one would you pick? It doesn't seem like either one of them are part of the Chiefs' future plans. We'll talk about that next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
This is The Drive with Carrington Harrison, brought to you by the D. Pasquale Moore Law Firm. Remember, Mike's got this. If you missed any of the show, catch up on the Odyssey app or at 610sports.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Download the Odyssey app and listen to The Drive with Carrington wherever you are.
I hate doing these kind of topics with Rob. Just because there's no way that Rob can be fair and balanced. I already know the answer to the question before I even ask the question. Sometimes I come up with topics I think are legitimate topics, but I can't ask the questions to myself. You know, I need you guys to answer them or Rob to answer them, but I always know how Rob's going to answer. I mean, Rob is very much on brand. Like when you ask him to pick a 90s song, he'll pick these kind of songs.
Best thing about being old man is the prerogative to have a little fun.
I mean, Rob is always going to be on brand. When I ask Rob to pick a song that reminds him of a barbecue, this is the song that he picks.
Two, three, here we go. Don't want to wait till the sun's sinking.
Time and time again that Rob is a mole for the other station. That Rob was sent over here to sabotage this radio program. I don't know why. All I've ever tried to do is show Rob love and make him part of the team, make him part of the family. But all he does is try to sabotage us, as you hear every time that he plays the Oxcord game. So this is the question I'm curious to get the answer to, because I think there is a chance that we have seen both of these players play their final game with the Kansas City Chiefs. So this is what Andy Reid said earlier today about Mecole Hardman and what his status could be for next Sunday's Super Bowl.
Yeah, so I think it'll be tough for him. I mean, I doubt that he'll make the Super Bowl. But listen, he was not going to be denied the other day, and it's a tribute to the kid. He pushed himself like no other, and he's a tough nut now, man. He's all smiles with you, but when it comes down to playing, he is a tough, tough kid, you know.
And Clyde Edwards-Helaire is going to practice for the Chiefs, but he has 6 carries for the Chiefs since Halloween. I just don't think that he's going to factor in to their run game at all next week. And with the run game the way that it is with Isaiah Pacheco, Jerick McKinnon, we'll see if the Chiefs draft or pick up another running back this offseason. I think we've seen the end of Clyde Edwards-Helaire. It seems to me like he's going to be a Lonnie Johnson kind of trade, that they'll trade him to the Washington Commanders for a 6th or a 7th round pick, and they'll just move on from Clyde Edwards-Helaire at the end of the year. But I'm curious you guys answer on this, 913-586-7610. If you could go back in time and you could turn either one of those players, Mecole Hardman or Clyde Edwards-Helaire, into an all-pro caliber player, which one would you pick? Because, Rob, I think the answer is Clyde Edwards-Helaire. This is why I think that. I think the answer is Clyde Edwards-Helaire because there was a time there that the Chiefs really needed to figure out the run game. And I think the expectation was that Clyde Edwards-Helaire was going to be the perfect Andy Reid kind of back. He was going to be a guy that could carry it. He was going to be a guy that could catch it out of the backfield. He was going to be a guy that could do a lot of different things for the Chiefs. There was a hope. There was an expectation whenever he was drafted that he could be Deuce Staley, that he could be Brian Westbrook. Can you imagine how diverse this offense could be if they had that kind of a back? Think about what you got from Isaiah Pacheco. If you could also fuse the passing ability of Jerick McKinnon into really one player, a guy like Pacheco that could run for 900, 1,000 yards, but a guy very dangerous in the screen game. There was super high expectations on Clyde Edwards-Helaire. We thought Clyde Edwards-Helaire could turn out to be one of the 5 to 10 best running backs in the National Football League when he got drafted, and it just never really got off the ground. If I could press the button on one of those two, I think I would have pressed it on Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I think the impact on the offense would be greater if Clyde Edwards-Helaire had worked out over Mecole Hardman.
You know what I'm going to say? It's going to be Mecole Hardman. And here's the deal. Here's why. When Clyde Edwards-Helaire was drafted, I was down on the pick. And one of the main reasons I was down on the pick was I said, even in a perfect world, you're getting only 5 years out of Clyde Edwards-Helaire. He's a one-contract guy because you turn and burn running backs. I also never subscribed to this theory the Chiefs needed a running back following the 2019 season because Damian Williams was more than capable. Now, we know that he eventually opted out because of COVID, and maybe the story is different if it's a dual monster, but it wasn't. So I never subscribed to this theory. But Mecole Hardman has the athletic features to be maybe not Jaylen Waddle, but diet Jaylen Waddle in the NFL. He is extremely fast. He's an impressive playmaker. He does all the things you want a fast wide receiver to do. And his career turned out to be Tavon Austin in Kansas City. You're telling me I get the best version of Mecole Hardman, the absolute best version? I have a burner down the sideline. I have a guy who can go get it. I have what people talk about Kadarius Toney will be in Kansas City, and that level of weapon is a player that at its absolute finest you would have multiple years and multiple contracts out of. Now, he didn't live up to it. I'm aware of that. Basically, the minute he showed up at camp and Mahomes started yelling at him, it kind of knew it was over, but I think Mecole Hardman, if he had lived up to his absolute potential, would have been better in Kansas City because the Chiefs wouldn't have needed to continue to add an overhaul wide receiver, which they've done 2 or 3 times in the Brett Veach era.
If you really go back and examine Mecole Hardman as a college player, he was an experiment that the Chiefs took a pretty major gamble on. Like, we talk a lot about who the Chiefs could have potentially drafted that year. Mecole Hardman was a 2nd round pick, number 56 overall. I mean, Mecole Hardman was not a super dynamic college player. He had 418 yards as a sophomore, and then as a junior, he had 543 yards. Like, you were really betting on future and the potential and what he could turn into. I just look at Mecole Hardman. You know how we talk about how college players, sometimes they get drafted as an athlete, and then you'll try to figure out some of the stuff. As many things as you can teach, technique and ball skills and those kind of things, you can't teach the kind of speed that Mecole Hardman has, so maybe you overvalue him as a prospect. I just look at Mecole as a guy that they thought they could teach some of the mechanical football stuff to, and that stuff just never really panned out. That sometimes you are the college player that you are. That's kind of how they used him in college. He ran it a little bit. He was super fast, didn't get a whole lot of targets, never really proved to be a number one or a number two receiver in college. And the Chiefs just thought, in this system with this quarterback, we can make it work. And it just never really worked out. But I look at Clyde Edwards-Helaire is, Clyde Edwards-Helaire was a dynamic college running back. Like, we can now look back in hindsight and say, well, I love J.K. Dobbins. I loved when the Chiefs drafted Clyde Edwards-Helaire, there was a excitement. Hey, we think they have the best running back here. And then I think there's even more so. You look at that running back class and you look at how good J.K. Dobbins has been when he's been healthy. You look at how good Jonathan Taylor has been. Man, if the Chiefs could have got that level of player and what it could have meant for the offense, I just think their offense is a little bit more diverse if Clyde Edwards-Helaire is the guy that hits as opposed to Mecole Hardman.
Yeah, but can't they always find a combination of that guy in some form or fashion? I mean, I know Andy Reid and Chiefs fans wax poetically about Jamaal Charles and Kareem Hunt, and they should. Those were two good backs in Kansas City. But haven't the Chiefs shown in both Super Bowl years that Andy Reid can make running backs? Andy Reid can create Jerick McKinnon. Andy Reid can make Isaiah Pacheco. He can make Spencer Ware. He can make Charcandrick West, which is why I'm going with Mecole Hardman. Clyde Edwards-Helaire had a skill set that you thought, oh, Andy can get the most out of it. But in my head, I was always like, Andy can find that off the scrap heap. He made Charcandrick West a 600-yard back. And no offense to Charcandrick personally, but Charcandrick West, a 600-yard back? Come on now. I always felt like Clyde Edwards-Helaire was going to be super-duper Charcandrick West. And that's good, but do you need a first-round pick on it? And has it really changed the face of your organization? A receiver to the level that they bet on, which I think was probably a Jalen Waddle or a Tyreek Hill level, absolutely changes the Chiefs offense. And that's why I think Mecole Hardman is the obvious answer.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll talk about Chris Jones, and I think he's the player who could most benefit by the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl next week. Some of you are going to be flying to Phoenix here in a couple of days. Maybe you're doing it on Monday, Tuesday, but a lot of you are going to be making the trip down to Phoenix. And even if you're not going to the game, it's just really fun to be in the city in which the Super Bowl is being played. I want you to close your eyes and imagine this, because this happened in a flight. So the flight was delayed. It was stuck on the runway. And then this started to happen while waiting for the plane to take off. Rob, what do you do if that happens? So you just get the word from the pilot that, hey, the plane's not going to take off on time. The plane was supposed to take off at 2:10. It might be an hour, maybe 90 minutes until the plane leaves, but just sit tight. If you got any questions, you know, you need any refreshments, be sure to ask the flight attendant and they'll take care of you. And then somebody reaches up in the overhead bin and grabs their guitar and makes the decision upon themselves to try to entertain the group, to try to keep morale high on the plane. What do you do in that situation? Because I know what I'm doing. Calling the police. I'm asking the air marshal to please remove you from the plane. I didn't sign up for this. You know what I signed up to do on this plane? I signed up to put my headphones on. I've got the iPad here. I've got the Nintendo Switch if I want to play a little Pokemon, a little Tetris on the flight there. Wake me up if I fall asleep and they're bringing the cart around, because I like the little crayon apple juice. I certainly want my pretzels. I want my snacks. I didn't sign up for anything else. I'm not here to have any small talk with you. I'm not here to learn more about your trip. I don't care about your trip. I don't say that in a disrespectful way, but I don't know you. I'm not here to just start a random conversation with you. I certainly don't want to hear you sing. I certainly don't want you playing musical instruments on the plane. I am a proponent of mind your own business and focus on yourself. Why are you getting up and trying to entertain us? This is in 1992. We all have our devices. Now, I can't hear Drake because you're singing. I can't fully enjoy this game that I'm trying to play on my iPad because you decided to stand up and do this. Now you're trying to get crowd participation? Absolutely not. Officer, please arrest this woman. She is causing a disturbance. Isn't that a thing where you can get arrested for?
Yeah, causing disturbance, yeah.
You disturbed the peace is what you did. I was peaceful and you came and disturbed it. Please arrest this woman. I would ask the flight attendant to ask you to stop. Legitimately, yo, can you tell them to stop? They're bothering me. I'm not here to bother anybody. Why are they here to bother people?
I don't understand. I would have been nervous if someone walked on the plane with the guitar as a carry-on. Right there, red flag. Right there, we've reached, uh-oh. Oh, boy. Now, if we're delayed, it is a panic because they're going to play. They're asking for crowd participation. I've seen the video. People are staring at them, which is probably what I would honestly end up doing. Just staring bewildered at what's happening. Why is this happening on my plane? It would make me more and more progressively angry. Because I'm sitting there, I'm stuck on the plane. I'm likely not going to hit my next flight on time. And now I'm stuck listening to the worst version of John Denver's already annoying song. No thanks. Skip.
Someone on the text side says, wow, Carrington, people can't start a conversation with you. I don't mean it in a rude sense. If someone talks to me in these situations, I'll happily talk back. I'll have a conversation. I'm just not there to have a conversation with you. I don't know who you are. I'm not there to learn more about your personal life and what you have planned on your trip. That's just not why I'm here on the plane. I'm not going to bother you. If you ask me a question, sure, I'm happy to answer it, but I didn't sign up for us to be buddies on this flight. This is not what I signed up for. I came on this plane. I'm going to sit in the seat I'm supposed to sit in. I'm going to put my bag where it needs to be. And when I sit down, I'm either reading something on the iPad. I'm playing the Nintendo Switch. You know what I really like playing on the plane? Phase 10. I got that on my iPad. I love to play Phase 10. It's a game that takes like 30, 40 minutes to play, even with the computer. I play that a couple times. By the time I'm done playing, I'm here. I'm listening to my music. I'm just minding my own business. Some of you like to have conversations on the plane. I'm not saying that's a good or a bad thing. Some of you like to do it. I'm just not the person that wants to have those conversations. There's plenty of people that do. I'm just not the person that wants to have small talk with you on the plane.
Are you a movies on the iPad guy?
No, not really. I don't really watch movies a whole lot.
That's surprising. I thought you'd be a movies guy.
Yeah, I normally play a game. I normally am playing the Nintendo Switch if I can. I'm normally on the Switch. I'm normally playing. There's this app called Pocket where you can put all internet articles and you can save them where you can read them offline. I normally do a lot of reading on the plane, too. You know, there's always some articles that you just don't read that you're like, oh, I really wish I could have read this story in The Athletic. I'll just save it and I'll just read a bunch of those. I'm there to relax and enjoy my time. I'm not there to hear your open mic night. I'm not on the plane for this. It's not why I'm here.
I would like to see your reaction because this is a true story. It's like in the summer, probably. We went out and got dinner and drinks after the show one day, and we went to a place that happened to have karaoke that night. The minute they set up the mic, I was like, oh, Carrington, they're doing karaoke. He was already up and leaving the table. He said, nah, I'm not fooling with it. I'll see you tomorrow. I don't know how you'd handle John Denver's cover song because you're trapped. You're stuck in there. I think we'd see you angry. That's what I think would happen.
No, I wouldn't be. You know me. I'm not going to get angry in that situation. I'm just going to be super passive aggressive. I'm going to be passive aggressive. I can admit that about me. I'm just going to be passive. I'm not going to cause a scene here. I'm just going to be real passive aggressive about my desire for you to stop in this situation. That's what it's going to be. Coming up in a little bit, we'll talk about Chris Jones. Chris Jones has a chance, I think, to make the Hall of Fame if the Chiefs win a ring. We'll talk about that here coming up in just a bit. Patrick Mahomes met with the media earlier today. He said this about Big 12 quarterbacks.
The SEC's going to be mad because Alabama tries to claim Jalen as well. So they'll be a little angry about you calling him a Big 12 quarterback. But it's cool, man. I think you saw that three of the quarterbacks in the Final Four were Big 12 quarterbacks. And I think you just get past that stigma of your air raid quarterback. You don't know how to handle NFL offense. And to see that guys can come from anywhere, man. I think you see that in all of football's history is players can come from big colleges. They can come from small colleges. Whatever conference that is, and they can have success, is you just got to be willing to work and willing to learn. And that's something that I think you see between me and Jalen is you have guys that want to get better and want to do whatever they can to win football games.
Rob, I think you and I, in our generation of football fans, have maybe seen the greatest shift and change in the sport over the course of our lifetime. And I think these two quarterbacks really embody that. You remember, there was a real time that you could not draft quarterbacks who did not take snaps under center. Like, if you didn't take snaps under center or playing a quote pro style offense when you were in college, you had a very slim chance of working out in the National Football League. I don't know if we've ever seen a quarterback like Jalen Hurts have this kind of success either. Think about the kind of style of offense that he runs and the kind of style that Philadelphia runs. You tell me the quarterback in history. This is not the same offense that Atlanta ran with Michael Vick or Randall Cunningham with the Vikings or the Eagles. This is a very different style of offense and the kind of success that they're having here. These two quarterbacks are so different in how they are, but I would say they really represent modern football. If you look at the spread and the evolution of the spread offense that we've seen over the 20 years, Patrick Mahomes is the best spread quarterback that we've ever seen. If you also think about how the spread, it wasn't just the way that Missouri ran the spread back with Chase Daniel throwing it around the field. A lot of it was how Florida ran the spread with Tebow. Isn't that basically the offense that Philadelphia runs? They run a version of what Florida ran and Urban Meyer ran back in Florida, and now they're running it at the pro level. We have just seen the complete evolution of NFL offenses over the span of the last 15 years or so. That quarterbacks that could never work at this level now are having such great success.
I remember this story, and I remember the year. I think it was early 2010-ish, doesn't matter. That there was a story that when Chip Kelly was out of football, you know, he was out of football for a little bit of time, Nick Saban invited him down to be like, hey, okay, I want to learn the spread. Bill Belichick also invited him to camp, like, hey, teach me the spread. That's when I realized, oh, this is not going away anytime soon. And what was once viewed as a gimmick or once viewed as a way to, oh, this, you only do this because you have inferior athletes. Because remember, that was the talking point. No offense to Missouri or Texas Tech or schools that ran it in 05, 06, 07. But the talking point was you ran the spread because you don't have the people to run a pro style offense. But then I realized when Nick Saban and Bill Belichick were calling Chip Kelly and they're like, hey, teach us how you do this because we have to learn it. That's when I realized, uh-oh, this is not going away anytime soon. And now you get that same schematic advantage with the elite athletes. It's incredible. And real quick on Jalen Hurts, his story is sensational. We'll have time to dive into that next week. We do more game points. But like when we first thought about Jalen Hurts, when he was in the national zeitgeist, he was getting benched in the national title game for Tua. He got said, yeah, you were terrible. You have to sit down. He then doesn't play an entire season, backs Tua up, plays in the ensuing SEC title game, transfers out, and becomes an NFL quarterback because of Lincoln Riley. His personal success story is fantastic. It's just, it's one of those things where a guy who like that never made the league 20 years ago, and now a guy like that who had that moment in the SEC title game, which is the closest to NFL football, to end up in the Super Bowl is really cool for him.
I mean, of all the college quarterbacks that we've seen, if I had told you in that moment, hey, Jalen Hurts is going to help lead his team to a Super Bowl, and he's going to have a really serious chance to win NFL MVP, you would have called me crazy. And you fast forward 4 years later, that is exactly where we are. Jalen Hurts was leading the MVP race in week 16 of the NFL season, and now his team is playing for the Super Bowl next Sunday in Phoenix. Coming up on the other side, Chris Jones had the chance to go to the Hall of Fame. We did some digging of the numbers, and we'll share them with you. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.